O brave new world that has no trees in it. The Sunday drive was still in fashion the June day in 1969 that my father, mother, AJ, and I made our first trip to Columbia. The new town utopia had engaged my father's curiosity.
"I want to see the future," he said,
which stirred up visions of spaceships in AJ's boyish imagination and set him up for a huge disappointment. Only a year or two later, AJ would be given a board game called Ecology, and the idea of setting out for a 20-mile recreational drive in the car that averaged 16 miles to the gallon would be considered wasteful. But not on this particular Sunday in 1969. We got into the family's Ford Fairlane station wagon, no one constrained by seatbelts, because seatbelts were for out-of-state trips only. Daddy driving, mother in front, AJ in the back alone, bouncing from window to window as the view demanded. I was there in utero, although no one knew, floating in my mother's flat, seatbeltless belly. My mother, puffing on a cool, might have suspected my presence, but she didn't quite believe it, not yet. She had had terrible morning sickness with AJ 8 years earlier, and there was no nausea at all this time, only a vague rumble of heartburn that came on about 3 p.m. Besides, there had been two miscarriages since AJ's birth, and she had been told that she could not have another child. At the time, my parents lived in Roland Park, a pretty North Baltimore neighborhood that was something of a planned community itself, with a significant swath designed by Frederick Law Olmsted, Jr. My mother and father lived with my mother's parents. This was a strange arrangement, even in 1969, made stranger still by the fact that my father was not young when he married. My mother was. A prodigy of sorts, she had met my father on her first day of law school at the University of Baltimore when she was only 19. He was attending on the GI Bill after trying a stint at the local newspaper, The Beacon. The life of a newspaper man had not suited him. My father hated what he called the faux objectivity of journalism. On the